lovely listeners, we're off for a few weeks, which is sad news for you, but great news for our whelms. But just in case you're missing us, here's a few little clips from our subscriber episodes.
Episodes cost just £1 a week and it's super easy to sign up. You just need to click the link in the episode description. We love you so much and we'll see you soon.
If I find out Trini and Susanna are coming back again, I'm going to have to revolt. You know what I'm saying? This is where we're going to. Oh, yeah, I can't even talk about it.
We really need to get Trini or Susanna or Trini and Susanna.
Do you reckon they've come on?
No, I definitely don't. But
absolutely not.
I do think, like, I feel a bit conscious that I do slag them off quite a lot, but I'm slagging it off, like, of the time. Like, it was of its time. Same as Bridget Jones, to be honest with you. And, like, we know better now. Well,
it was of its
think
time.
We know better.
Right.
I would love to know what they both think now, like, looking back. Funny enough, actually, Lottie Drynan got a DM from a follower the other day, because she shared a reel about, you know, like, is it any wonder we grow up thinking that we have to wear things that are flattering when we had Trini and Susanna. And someone actually DM'd her and said that they were actually pioneers of body positivity, and they were about, you know...
In what way?
In that they were trying to make women, like, feel good and look good.
For me positively hating my body. Yeah, no, that was... They were, for sure. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I just think that's quite sad, really. Yeah, anyway.
They were pioneers. No, again, it's of its time, guys. And I say that because it was watching Lottie's video, actually. I remembered I had their book. I must have been 13 and I was curvy there, like, as in, like, sort of curvy. And I had this book and how dare I have hips? And I was, you know, trying to find all these clothes to hide my hips and stuff. And it was just so bad, but it was of its time. But this is it, was quite interesting, because I know Trini does a lot nowadays. I don't follow her, but I know she does, like, quite a lot and stuff. Have they atoned for their crimes? I need to know that.
I don't know. I did start following her, and then I think she does more, like, makeup stuff now. So, like, you know what? I'm sure they're like, really nice people, but it just is a little bit like...
I don't wish them ill. I wish them well.
Yeah. Hashtag childhood trauma. That's all it is.
Hashtag childhood trauma watching. What was it? How Not to Look or something like that.
How to Look Good Naked? No, that's Gok. We love Gok.
That's another one.
Oh, what was it?
I
what
love
Not to
Gok.
Wear. It was What Not to Wear. Trini Senna was What Not to Wear. And then you had that other woman who was How to Look 10 Years Younger. Do you remember the blonde one with the glasses? She
oh
was
my
an
God,
absolute...
I do. The American woman. Yeah.
Oof, I won't even say
not
what I think
cool.
she is.
And yeah, do you remember the one? Oh my God. Do you the one that was like, oh fuck, what was it called? It was on, like, BBC Three, and you went into this pod.
Oh.
And yes, what the fuck was that called?
Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Oh my
I
God,
loved
was that what
that
it was?
Show. Ellie Taylor.
Yeah,
Ellie Jane Taylor
pod.
Presented that. I still love her now. I actually quite like that show, and I think it was quite harmless.
I probably is, but it gets rid of everyone's individuality. It's like, how dare you be a goth? Please wear a pink dress.
This is true, yeah. Make sure that you're snuggable for the boys, because that's your life's purpose.
Yeah, no, it's the least of harm of all of them, but it's, pod.
Pod, yeah, how funny.
Mate.
Oh, how funny.
The best thing about the whole episode was basically confirmation from a professional that you are, in fact, Fat Holly Willoughby. But, like, that's as professional as you can get of, like, you are.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Buzzing. You are Fat Holly Willoughby.
Oh, mate,
buzzing.
I'm chuffed and pissed. I miss seeing Holly and her outfits.
Yes, I really loved her outfits.
Pretty much every day I'd be like, that's a banger, I'd wear that. So it's really nice to know that I'm, like, on the right track. Also, my bloody ego, I'm so bad at receiving compliments. I was just like, oh,
you
shut up now? Literally, that's what I wanted to say.
No.
Yeah, because I find it so uncomfortable. Like, even just talking about it now, my stomach's just gone really funny. And I think it comes across as rude. And I'm just smiling as if to be, like, almost arrogant. But it's honestly, genuinely in my head, I'm just like, can you stop? Thank you. I hate it. Like, I hate receiving presents as well. Like, awkward. But anyway, that's another topic for another time.
You need to, like, I don't know, therapy on that one. But because, mate, again, like, I read your comments and just people were, like, so fucking nice to you about your style.
I don't get it.
You are such a big deal. And I know we've had this conversation because you and I both have gone before We don't know that we have style. We just put on dresses with trainers and walk out the door, right?
Exactly.
And put a bag with it. But the thing is, so easily, like we all do, and like we still do sometimes, and I know you do as well, like you could just put on your leggings and your jumper or your jeans and a jumper and t-shirt and like cool beans and go about your day. And we do that. But then sometimes you wear the, but sometimes then you wear these dresses and for some people, they are seeing someone their size wear a dress like that for the first time or see them pulling it off and wearing it well. And you just look so good in these floral dresses. Like there is a reason why, I think it's probably a big reason why a lot of people fell in love with you on Bake Off. Like, in addition to you being like absolutely fabulous and hilarious, it was like you were wearing these clothes and it was the first time people were seeing like a plus size woman wearing floral prints and colours and loveliness. And you just looked awesome. I remember that actually.
Thank you. That's can we change something? Oh, thank you. Do you know the other thing I don't like is when like things that we liked when we were younger now being called retro.
And vintage stuff in the early noughties, mate, is now vintage. So vintage is classed as 20 years ago.
No.
Things that are vintage are the actual like time frame is 20 years plus. So things that were in 2004, which is the year before I did my GCSEs. That's so high-pitched even for me. That's how upset
wow,
I am.
Wow, that might hurt. Now, that actually
so,
hurt
yeah,
my
I'm
ear.
Really sorry, everybody. Is now vintage. Vintage.
Yeah, 90s fashion is back in. But like, I remember when 90s fashion came back in when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And my mum, sorry, it wasn't 90s fashion. It was obviously, it was like, what, 70s? I don't know. And yeah. She was like, I remember her saying to me, no, don't, that is not cool. Like, I was wearing that when I was your age. And it just goes to show, doesn't it? It goes in cycles. But I look at like teenagers now and I'm just like, oh God, like with the choker necklaces and... I don't know, yeah, lots of the 90s stuff. And I'm like, oh, butterflies. I'm like, no.
It's not even the 90s fashion that's come back. It is the noughties fashion. So flares have come back. I guess, again, they were 70s. Obviously, we talked about lots like the little handkerchief tops. Oh, my God, there was something recently. Pedal pushers are coming back.
Oh, I didn't
like those
see
mules
that.
Things, the little cardigans, the big chunky belts, you know, the circle, you know, Sienna Miller. Going to Glastonbury, but like skirts and belts.
Yeah.
They're all back. Like, I'm just not all right with it. This is what's going to be hilarious, though. It's like early 2010s fashion going to come back because what the fuck were we doing there? We were just wearing red skinny jeans and peplum tops and a lot of necklaces and bangles.
A lot of necklaces. Statement necklaces.
Yeah. And the sock bun in your head. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. I think I did.
I don't think I did.
Oh, man. The peplum tops, vibe. Though. My goodness. Yeah. And the pirate boots. Like the... Are they pirate boots?
Oh, like a little... Like little ones?
Yeah.
Like slouchy ankle boots.
Yes. Like, yeah. And ballet... Oh, ballet pumps. That's what's come back, apparently.
Ballet
or coming back. To be fair, they've kind of not gone anywhere, have they? But I can remember the smell, like, of stale... cheesy crusty feet of like wearing them all day at school and then coming home and taking them off and like people I remember once I don't know if this is funny or gross. I remember coming back from uni, right? And I used to come back like once a month or something, and I'd normally always tell like obviously my dad and stepmom I was coming back, but this one time I didn't, and I think I was upset about something. I just came home and I remember my stepmom came through the door not knowing I was here and smelling my feet and being, and she used to call me Niffy. Like, is it like, cause I was like, I had really, really smelly feet. And she went, Niffy? Is that you? Cause she could smell the ballet pumps.
No, that's disgusting.
I know, it's actually
mate,
grim.
It was the £4 from Primark that got us at uni. And do you remember the like £3 fake UGG boots as well?
Yeah, and they were like slouchy at the back.
Yeah, and they like were on an angle.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were like so many cheap shoe shops, like Shoe Zone, Shoes R Us, like
yeah,
I'm just such bad quality.
Oh, goodness me.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.